Lesson 11, page 364. Internet matchmaking.
Is it possible to find love on the internet? About 40 million people a month visit an online dating service in hopes of finding true love. Some of these dating sites let you easily search the pictures and biographical descriptions of people who list themselves there. You can search by age and location. Other websites make you fill out lengthy questionnaires so that they can match you with people whose interests and values are similar to yours. Most of these sites charge a fee for this service. Meg Olson, a 40-year-old woman from Michigan who wanted to get married, was simply not meeting men. She used an online dating site and met Don Trenton, 42, whose wife had recently died. After emailing, they started to talk on the phone and realized how many things they had in common. They met, started dating, and a year later, they were married. Don, whose son was 6 years old at the time, wanted to create a stable family for his son. There are sites for all kinds of interests and connections. Some sites specialize in a specific religion or ethnic group. There are sites for senior citizens. Sadie Kaplan is a 75-year-old widow who wants to meet men whose age and interests are similar to her own. However, it's harder for women in this age group to meet men because women live longer than men. Because the life expectancy for women is much higher than it is for men, 79 for women, 73 for men, many of the women in her age group are widows. As people live busier and busier lives, they sometimes don't have the time to go out and meet new people. Dating websites provide a fast, easy way for people to find romance.